Blog Talk Radio.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ the His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
Welcome to the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble. And first of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to join me on the broadcast. That's a brand new open for the program. For those of you who are not aware of it, it is the acoustic version of Hillsong's Cornerstone, just an amazing, beautiful worship song that I have decided in this new year is going to be the new open for the program. Got a very special broadcast today. I'm going to take you on a journey with one of my dear Iranian friends, a book I began writing 2 years ago in this month. And it's the story of God's amazing answer to prayer, because the book is truly a miracle. The entire journey for my Iranian friend and her little son is really a miracle. And I'm talking about my friend Maral Rustami. Maral and her son Parham, that now are safely in Germany, but more than 4 years ago, their lives were in deep turmoil and trouble. The name of the book is Finding Hope and a Future, Maral's Journey to Freedom. And I literally spent about a month or so on Skype with Maral as she explained in great detail her story. I've known Maral for at least 6 or more years, and we met together on Facebook, and I sent her my book, The Rose of Nowruz. And the reason we met is she saw my postings on Facebook about Nowruz, and she thought it was so unique that an American person was talking about a Persian New Year. And so I explained to her what I did, and she was just thrilled. And we became friends, and we've been great friends, close friends, ever since. When I first met Maral, she was struggling a lot because she was a single mom and raising a 10-year-old son is not easy, a single mom in Iran especially. And of course, in our conversation, she explained to me the difficulty of living in Iran. I said, I know, women have a very hard life there. And we became friends, and we would Skype together and talk together. But as time went on, Maral would share with me just her desire to leave Iran. It's just a horrible place to live for women. And she was tired that every time that she went out, she had to put on her hijab. And she just wanted to leave so much. And so I said, well, let's pray about this. And I would share with her my Christian faith. And her comment at that time, she says, well, I just believe in God. I don't believe in any of these religions. I hate religion. And so in my persuasive way, I said, well, Maral, what I believe is not a religion. It's a loved relationship with God through Christ. Well, she kind of looked at that and said, well, that's nice, but this is what I believe. And we had an off and on, very close relationship, and she would share with me sometimes about her problems. She would ask me to help her with English. And so for a couple of months, we would meet together on Skype, and she would read from my book, The Rose of Nowruz. I would listen to her speak. I would correct her mistakes, her pronunciations, and we would do this for a couple of months. And our friendship, was off and on. She'd be at school. She'd come home. I'll never forget how this all began. One day, I got a message from her. She was just frantic and upset. And, of course, I got up on Skype. And she says, you know, I'm back with my former husband. You know, we divorced because he was abusive, and I didn't want him in my life. And I think she was just struggling financially, so she agreed to go back with him. But it wasn't working out. He was monitoring her every move. When she would go to university, he would follow her. And so she said, I have got to do something. I cannot live here in this situation. And I'll never forget this day. It was August of 2015. I said, Maral, do you know God has a promise for you? He does. And I opened up the Bible, and I shared with her one of my favorite scriptures that I love to share with my Iranian friends. And I begin to read to her from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. God says, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." Well, you could see the tension, the anger, the desperation just melt away from Maral when she heard this promise. And in chapter 1 of my book, Finding Hope in a Future, I explain our Skype meeting together. Those tears seemed to disappear. She said, "That's so beautiful." I said, "This is God's promise to you." And I also quoted to her Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, "Keep on asking, and you shall receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you shall find. Keep on knocking, and the door shall be open for you." Maral had never understood that God personally had a plan and a purpose for her life. And she did not know that Jesus said, "Keep asking, ask. God wants to answer your prayer. My Father in heaven wants to bless you." So that day, we ended our Skype because I had to get ready for work, and I really didn't want to leave. Because even though Maral had calmed down when I read to her those Bible promises, she was still in turmoil. I'll never forget that after that Skype, I heard nothing from her. Not a word. And I was busy, you know, at that time, writing, researching. And it was at that time I was writing the book about Rahane. And I was really busy because this was a big task for me. And then I began to get worried. I had not heard from her. And then I would get distracted. I would forget. And then one day, a couple of months later, in October, I was sitting in the parking lot of Walmart. My wife was at work. I was busy going to the pharmacy to pick up some prescriptions. And as I sat in the car, I noticed a notification from WhatsApp. Well, I'm rarely on WhatsApp. I thought, that's strange. And then when I saw, it was from Farzaneh, her sister, Meral's sister. And I looked at that, and she says, Randy, I just wanted to share with you, Meral has left Iran. Some police had come to her home, and her brother worked together, and she took Parham, and they have left Iran to join a refugee group. And I was shocked. What happened? Why did the police come to her home? And Farzaneh says, we don't know. But she had contacted her brother. Her brother immediately took action and sold her car, gathered up some money, and worked with her to get her out of Iran. He knew she was in danger. He knew that if she had driven to that home with the police there, she would have been arrested. And so it was frantic, and I was very, very concerned. And I remember sending a message back to Farzaneh, just thanking her so much for doing this, for giving me this information, because I hadn't heard from her all in so long. And so I remember sitting in the car there in October of 2015, and I said, Lord, and I remembered back to our Skype and that verse from Jeremiah. I said, Lord, you have promised Meral a hope and a future, and I ask and pray right now that you would please take care of her, and that you would guide her and lead her to safety. Lord, and at that time I didn't know where she was going. I said, Lord, please bring her safely to her destination. Watch over her. Protect her. I remember I sat there in tears praying for Meral and Parham for several minutes. And, of course, I kept on messaging back her sister, asking if you had heard anything. And I remember I followed the journey of Meral for the next several months. She had sent me a picture of her friend Sanaz that she met. And there's a picture of them standing in front of a cargo ship that was to take them to the island in Greece. And I remember wanting to hear from her. And I would send messages back and forth through WhatsApp. And I would pray for her. And this went on several months. And finally, one evening at work, I got a phone call from Meral. And the first thing I noticed from the phone call is she was coughing. And she was sick. And she said, I've arrived safely at Samos Island. That's a place in Greece where a lot of Iranian refugees go. And I said, oh, it's so good to hear your voice. And I said, Meral, what happened? Why are you leaving? And she wasn't sure. She thought at first that it was her father-in-law that had called the police on her, that had complained about her not being a good Muslim woman and a wife, taking care of her son and raising him according to Islam. And she said, but I also know I was part of a group at university, a secret group. We meet together and talk about the government. And she says, but I also know that the police monitor your Facebook, and maybe they saw that I had American friends. I don't know all the reasons, but I knew I had to leave immediately. It was so dangerous. And so I was so thankful to hear Meral's voice. And all of these encounters are here in the book, Finding Hope and a Future. It was such a wonderful experience to go through. I want to take you now to a selection in the book, and you can visualize what's going on as you hear me read it. I'd look down at my cell phone. It was now 2:30 p.m. In 20 minutes, I would begin work at the hospital for the evening shift, which lasted until 11 p.m. I leaned back in my chair at the cafeteria and took a quick gulp of Dr. Pepper. Finally, Friday had arrived, and I was looking forward to a nice, peaceful, and relaxing weekend after pushing a trash cart all week in housekeeping. Suddenly, I received a notification from WhatsApp. It was an incoming call. Looking down at the name, I leaned forward in my chair. I was absolutely astonished. It was Maral. Quickly pressing down on her name, I put the cell phone up to my ear. "Maral, is that you?" I shouted. I could hear the sound of someone coughing. And then after struggling to compose herself, Maral began to speak. "Yes, this is Maral. How are you, Randy?" "How am I?" I shouted back. What? I excitedly replied. "What about you? Where are you? Are you all right?" Yes, don't worry. Parham and I are fine. We are on Samos Island in Greece." "Greece?" I replied. "Why are you there? What is happening?" "Your sister Farzani said that you left Iran." "Yes, we had to. The police came to my parents' house. I don't know why, but my brother told me that they confiscated my laptop." Tears of joy flooded my eyes. I was so thankful to hear Maral's voice for the first time in many months. "I'm so thankful to God that you are finally out of Iran. I've been praying every day for you." "Don't worry," Maral said, trying to reassure me. "We are safe now. We are on our way to Germany. Thank you, dear Randy, for your prayers. God is listening to you. We met a priest on the island and he brought us food and clothes." Maral paused from talking, fighting a coughing spasm once again. I didn't like the sound of her cough and became very concerned. "Maral, can you see a doctor to get some antibiotics for that cough?" Maral gained her composure and began talking again. "Not yet. I hope I can very soon. I just called to tell you that we are safe and all right. I'm so sorry if I worried you." No, I said, interrupting Maral. "I'm just so happy to hear your voice. Please keep in touch and let me know how you're doing and if I can do anything to help you." "Just please pray for us," Maral replied. "We still have a long journey before getting to Germany." I relaxed and took a deep breath. "Yes, of course I will pray. I will pray every day. Jesus will be with you every step of the way, and I know he will get you there safely." "I hope," Maral answered confidently, fighting her cough once again. "It's very late. Go now, Randy." "Thank you so much for calling, dear Maral. I love you. You will be my thoughts and prayers always." I'll never forget that conversation at work. There were many more. I followed Maral and Parham's journey all the way to Germany. And we had a conversation one day on Viber. And she explained to me, "Randy, I remember those scriptures you shared with me from the Bible. I've been thinking about them the whole journey." And then Maral explained to me, "I am going to change my religion. I am going to convert to Christianity." And I was just overwhelmed and thrilled how God had answered my prayers for Maral from the very beginning to the very end till she arrived in Germany. And I'll never forget the day she sent me pictures when she was baptized in a Lutheran church in Germany and became a Christian. It was the most happiest day of my life. I have been friends with Maral. I have walked with her through this journey. And it's this book here I'm holding in my hand, Finding Hope in a Future, that is the story of Maral's life in Iran, her growing up, the suffering she went through, the relationship that she had with Ali, her husband, and how it failed, and how it was such a devastating blow in her life to go through the abuse. And that day when the police came to her home and she was able to escape, it's all here in this book. This book is the result of many prayers, many tears. It is the journey of Maral, escaping from Iran and becoming a citizen in Germany. And I can tell you now, she passed the language course. She's working and she's raising her son who just became a teenager. He's 13 years old right now. But this book chronicles their journey over the Zagros Mountains in Turkey in a small rubber raft in the Aegean Sea as they struggle to stay afloat till they arrive in Samos Island. And they walk a lot. They are on trains and buses a lot. And she made it to Germany after almost a month or so of traveling in January of 2016. So if you want to read what the life of an Iranian refugee is like, this book is for you, Finding Hope and a Future, Maral's Journey to Freedom. I have a surprise right now. Last year, during the uprisings, I met with Maral, and I wrote a script for her to produce a video. And it's a video she made and sent to me, and I've shared on my pages. And you're going to hear her voice as she is in Germany, of course, making this video. And she's standing up for her Iranian people who were engaged in a protest and uprisings last year. I want you to hear this right now.
Hello. I am Maral. 2 years ago, I left Iran for hope and freedom in another country. We traveled over land and sea with a refugee group. And finally, we arrived safely in Germany. It's so sad that any Iranian has to leave their homeland for freedom because of the oppressive religion of Islam. Right now, my heart is broken as I watch my people fighting for their survival. The whole world is watching an uprising, a desperate people fighting for freedom from a dictatorship government. Young men and women in over 79 cities are gathering in the street and shouting death to the dictator and down with the Islamic regime. The police are killing innocent protesters every day. And I want to know, where is the Western media? Why they are not supporting my people? I want to know, where is the women feminists? Why they are not standing up for Iranian people, Iranian women who are being beaten, gassed, and killed by this evil and corrupt regime. The world cannot be silent and turn away while my people are dying in the street. We want freedom. We want a real government that will listen to its people and protect them instead of murder them. I want to thank President Trump for standing with the Iranian people. Thank you, President Trump, for being our voice and not turning your back on Iranian like Obama did. I am asking you, my friend, please join with the uprising. Please join with my people and share this video all over the world. Iranians need your support. And please, don't take your freedom for granted. It can be taken away so easily. I know that to be true. Iranian desperate for freedom. They don't want Islam. They don't want oppressive religion. They don't want the rule of mullahs. They want the same freedom as every American has. Please share this video and support us. Iranians need your support. Please be our voice. Please be their voice who are fighting and dying on the streets. Thank you for your support.
That is the voice of Maral last year when the uprisings were in full swing all over Iran in more than 70 cities. That is Maral pleading for us to join the Iranian people and be their voice for freedom. Remember what she said. Don't take your freedom for granted. It can be so easily taken away. This book, Finding Hope in a Future, Maral's Journey to Freedom, has been one of the most precious books I've ever had to write. A picture on the front of the cover is a picture of Maral standing in the street in Germany with a bicycle. Something that she couldn't do in Iran is go without her hijab, and she wouldn't be able to ride a bicycle in Iran. It's against the law. So I put that on the front cover of our book to just make the point that now that Maral and her son Parham are in Germany, they have freedom. They can go out on the streets riding bicycles. She doesn't have to wear a hijab. I want to tell you that if you ever wanted to read a book that told you the truth of what life is like for an Iranian refugee leaving Iran on foot with a refugee group and crossing the mountains in Turkey in the middle of the Aegean Sea, sick on Samos Island, traveling day and night on foot and on bus, you have to read this book. It's the story of my dear friend. But the most precious thing about this book is God's promise to Maral to give her a hope and a future. And I'll never forget the day I prayed with her on Skype. Those scriptures gave her confidence and courage and hope through her journey. You can get Finding Hope and a Future, Maral's Journey to Freedom, on Amazon, and it's a book you'll never forget. It'll be hard to put down, not because I'm a great writer, but because God is a great God, and He helped us put together this wonderful story of her escape and her freedom in Germany. When you read this, you will hear the story of one of thousands of refugees. Their stories are incredible. When they had to leave their homeland, it was the most difficult decision to do, to have to leave their homeland that they love to find freedom. Maral reluctantly did that, but she had no choice. It was either leave or be arrested. And if she hadn't left, she could still be in prison somewhere in Iran. So I want to thank you so much for taking this journey with me today, for listening to her story and hearing her voice. You can continue to pray for her. Life is not easy in Germany, financially speaking. She's still working hard, and she wants to get her driver's license. She's raising her son. He's in school, but she is free by God's grace. God answered our prayers, and dear Maral is now free and is a very productive citizen today with friends in Germany. The name of the book is Finding Hope and a Future, Maral's Journey to Freedom. I want to say God bless you and thank you so much for joining me on this special broadcast today.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ the I rest on His unchanging.